Can we get some intro music in this piece?
Bruh.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I gotta push the button myself? Dude, that's crazy. I gotta do everything. Check it out.
Deep Thought Thursdays. Deep Thought Thursdays. Deep Thought Thursdays. Deep Thought.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Deep Thought Thursdays. You know that small minds talk about people and average minds talk about events, but great minds talk about Deep Thought Thursdays. This is the show where great personalities and great intellects meet in the square circle to build monuments to intelligence. If you think you can handle it, then get ready for your host, Drew Pillow, featuring the coldest. Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's Thursday. I'm Drew Pillow. My mind is turned on. I'm ready to go deep. In the virtual studio is
the coldest.
Cold. What do y'all? Bruh.
You ready to do this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, tonight. Do I just wait for? Okay. So tonight, we got a special show. But you know what? All our shows are special. Well, tonight, our particular show for tonight is featuring this guy known as the Angry Guy. And his name is Flavio. And I think you're going to like him. He's very opinionated and kind of, you know, very intelligent. You know, just our cup of tea. We're going to build houses tonight, condominiums. I know some of y'all used to projects, but we're going to bigger than that. We're going to talk about things like hate. We're going to talk about God. We're going to talk about monogamy. We're going to talk about death. Now, what do all those things have in common? Not a damn thing, except that we're going to be talking about them tonight. So, Flavio, I know you can hear me out there. Yeah, that button should be in your view right now. You might need to refresh the page so the button can appear. I'm going to take a look, and I'll tell you, because I'll be able to see it, too. So, while we're doing that, while we're getting our main man, Flavio, lined up all the way from Canada, he's going to come across the border and join us tonight. We're going to go ahead and roll a couple of quick commercials, and then we'll be hollering at you about some real controversial, deep thought stuff. My studio is flaking out. My commercials ain't even going. Go commercial. Lord Jesus. Well, I'm glad you...
Welcome to Calvin's Barbershop.
You all got to see this.
I don't even want to know what you're looking at on that phone.
Well, you should. I was learning about the dangers of high blood pressure and that we need to get ours checked regularly. High blood pressure can increase the risk of heart attack or stroke, but this text program can help keep it at a healthy range. Just text Barbershop to 97779 to sign up.
I'll get right on it as soon as I'm done with this baby panda video.
Text Barbershop to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, loves sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to school. We were going through a green light when another car ran a red light and hit us, killing Joe. The National Safety Council estimates one in four car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. Visit nsc.org/callskill.
Okay, that was a little depressing, but let's see if we can lift it up a little bit with we're going to do one more commercial while we're waiting on Flavio. Something happier, damn.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This should be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire.
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Yeah, and we're back. Yeah, even though that was a little peppier, that was still depressing. I don't know what it is about these public service announcements, but they're kind of depressing a little bit. What do you think about that, Cody? That is that like?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't so much just pressing, but it was some shit.
Yeah, it's important shit that we'd rather not talk about.
Right.
So yeah, because I'm looking at my selection. I got one about teach your kids not to beat on women. Got one about kids starving to death. Texting and driving, all kind of stuff. I'm gonna have to find some happy stuff. That barbershop one was tight though. Did you like that?
Yeah, it was alright. It was alright. It sounded like Cedric. Was it Cedric for real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It should have been funny, man. If it was Saturday, it should have been funny. It should have put a little more murk in it.
I couldn't afford funny. I barely could get all the motherfuckers in the room to do it. For $5, you don't get much. But so Flavio, evidently, Flavio is having a bit of difficulty. And the button is this. I don't know, man. I just can't call him. If I call him, it's going to make everything bad on my sound piece. Flavio, if you can hear me. Oh, God, he's calling me. Let me see if I can add him to this call. Come on. Flavio, can you read me? Over.
I got you. What's going on, bro?
Hey, in the place.
All right. So am I on with you, or I'm having a little technical difficulty here?
Let me see. Can you hear us, Coldus?
Yeah.
Okay, we're in the house.
All right.
We made it. Flavio is here.
Figured it out. All right, bro. What's going on?
Oh man, we're chilling. How's everything across the border? You in is it Toronto or is it Montreal? No, it's Toronto.
It's just north of Toronto. It's I'm in Maple.
Maple. That's where they make all that syrup and shit, right?
Well, no, that's what it's made out of.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. What do we got up here? We got, like, Vaughan Mills, the big mall in Canada's Wonderland, and Tim Hortons as far as the eye can see.
Well, damn. There was another public service announcement on behalf of the Canadian Council of Tourism, and it was depressing. So, I just wanted to set the tone. Right now, you're in a virtual studio with us. This is BlogTalkRadio.com, Deep Thought Thursday. Flavio is in the house tonight. We're going to talk about some really touchy, sensitive, potentially controversial topics. We got the Coldus over there in the co-pilot seat. So, it's light. It's, we real, but I'm playful. So if y'all don't want to play, don't worry. I'll do enough playing for everybody, but we still keep it intelligent. So, Flavio, let's just jump right in. My intro for you, let me see. I wrote it down. Angry guy. I said, Flavio, give me a little bio so I can introduce you. And he said, angry guy. And I'm like, that's too short, bro. So he wrote, I'm not angry, I'm passionate, which that could describe a lot of people I know. Passionate and punch in the face, and I can't live without Rage Hall. Why are you billed as the angry guy? What happened?
Like I said, I was just out at a dinner, and I bumped into a friend, and when he introduced me to his girlfriend, she's like, oh, this is angry guy. And I'm like, all right, I'm angry guy. No, man, it's just because even lately stuff's been going on, and it's just upsetting me a little bit more. I haven't been doing my training, which also gives me an outlet to let it all out. But there's just a whole bunch of stuff that when you see it, you can't really turn a blind eye to or ignore it. And when you feel like you can't do anything about it, like you're, totally powerless, you just got this, I just get this anger, and I expressed it, and I let it out, and, people know, so
you're outspoken, you're opinionated, you're passionate, and you're not afraid to, step on a few toes in the name, because you know what, you said some shit to me one time, and I was like, this dude right here, like, I think he wants to argue.
Right. Well, no, dude. I mean, you want to argue, it's more, you know, debate and open it up for conversation. You know?
I was like, I could tell. I could feel your vibe. I was like, I'm not biting, dude. Like, you can have your opinion. I'll have mine. I ain't going there. This is not going to happen. I typically don't. I don't engage because I could tell you were as strongly committed to your belief as I was to mine. So it was really, you know, I figured we'd talk about it again one day, and tonight's that night. So look, check this out. We got a list, and it's hate, it's God, it's monogamy, and it's death. Pick one and run with it. Tell us what you feel about it.
Okay, so, I mean, it's all good. There was just something on another discussion board that, you know, it started off, so let's go with God.
Okay. I think that most things written about God is suspect. If God is real and he really want to communicate with us, he don't need a book, and he don't need people making a whole bunch of money to tell us what's in the book. I think that's a bunch of hokey. What do you think?
Oh, no, I'm with you there, man. You know, like, when it comes to God, I don't think any religion should have the monopoly on it. You know what I mean? And that's why, I mean, I have a belief in God, whether you want to call him, you know, God, the universe, you know, the flying spaghetti monster, whatever. There is, you know, I do believe in something greater that, you know, is responsible for all of this, but not, you know, what someone decided to write down and, you know, add a little here, take out a little there, and get the story that you got.
Right. You know, I think that the coldest is going to totally disagree with you because he was actually in the running to be the next pope. But
not even all that. My thing is, though, is like, I'm saying y'all guys both are like not the first people I've met who, you know, have a belief in God while choosing not to subscribe to any particular belief. But I think y'all guys kind of go a little bit hard on these sacred texts and these scrolls, you know what I'm saying? These scrolls, you know what I'm saying, hold significance. I mean, for the most part, it's the way I look at it is like, you know, we get, as humans, we get stuff so screwed up that if God came, floated down to us and told us it was God, we probably still wouldn't believe it. So with that said, we got these texts, and like you said, no religion has no monopoly on it. But half of these people out here, you know, they just rather not even deal with the text, kind of take a superficial belief. Me personally, I got to be in tune. I want to know how to establish that communion or that community, that line. You know, I want to have a line to the man in charge. You know, but everybody's different. I just kind of wanted to point out, like, I do believe, you know, saying these particular texts. Some of them, you know, are interpolated and have additions, but I do believe they're all important, even still.
You know what? It sounds like. And I can dig what the code has said, but you know, it makes it kind of sound like me and Flavio are your typical males. We don't want to read the instructions. We just want to get in there and do the damn thing. But really, seriously though, animals, they instinctively know stuff. I think humans probably have some like in connection where we really don't need a lot of directions and stuff. We could just feel it. What you think, Flavio?
There's a bit of both, man, because, I mean, you know, animals, too, then are going to follow a parent or something that's going to teach them other things that, you know, aren't really instinctual. A lion is going to take out its cub. It's going to, you know, show it the ropes when it comes to hunting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't do that, you know, it somehow becomes the runt or loses a parent or the cub is lost from the group, then it's going to have to figure it out on its own, right? Where its chances are not as great because, you know, it's play it by ear and learn as you go. But yeah, dude, everything with like a grain of salt, and then you got to go and, you know, do your own exploring and searching.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you this, Fabio. Do you have any, can you respect a person that's committed to a specific religion? Like, I mean, boxed into that religious rules and everything. Like, this is my thing. I'm devout. Can you respect me, or do you look at me like I'm, you know, unenlightened?
No, dude. I mean, as long as that person is genuine and doesn't want to cram it down my throat, right? Then, dude, you know, all the power to you. You know, and I'm pretty sure you know people who are like that too. That, you know, believe, give you their best wishes, their best intentions. But if you know you don't believe in what they believe, it's still okay with them.
Right. What about you, Heath? What about you, Coldis? If a person is not subscribing to the text and the documents, do you look at them as like, you know, all right, they're, you know, you're kind of young, you'll learn one day, you're kind of lesser than me, but I'll be patient with you while you grow up one day, little kid?
I don't do the whole lesser than me thing. It all depends on the individual person because, you know, everybody's understanding varies. So you got some people who, you know, don't subscribe to any belief, but at the same time, they say some very insightful stuff. You know what I'm saying? And they seem to be very spiritually in tune. So those people, you know, off the rip, I'm going to gravitate towards them, actually. Whereas those who kind of just go and you just hear ignorance and stagnation in the voice, I don't judge them. I can't allow them in my circle, in my circumference. You know, I can't do that.
Okay. So, you know what? That's cool because we came from different directions. Well, we found a common denominator, and it's really just like being tolerant and loving people because people are good. Mm-hmm. What about hate? The topic of hate. See, I wrote that. I think I'm the controversial one. I think hate is an unnecessary and immature state of mind. I think, you know, I know there's things that's going to provoke you and stuff, but if you put on the hate hat, then that is not in a mature position. That's what I think. What you think, Flavio? I know you agree, right?
No, man. Like I said.
Good.
Right. Like I said, the worst like emotion that you can go through is like one you don't express, right? So I mean, if you're going to hold on to something where you can't let it go at some time, where you know you want to go blow off steam, you feel a certain way, but you know at some point it's just driving you so much that it's becoming something negative, then yeah, okay, you might want to, you know, take a look and reevaluate, you know, what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But dude, like I mean, you know, something happens where you feel and you see it's just not right. You're not going to be, it's okay. It's, you know, like there is going to be something that sparks that hate, right? And explore it. Why are you feeling that way, you know, and so strongly towards it?
Okay, Coldis, what's your rebuttal?
I agree with him to a large degree. Kind of more so because he's touched on, you know, exploring the roots of it. I'm more interested in what does that hate motivate and propel a person to do and what they do with that hate, because you can take a negative and, you know, say make it a positive. On top of that, you know, hate, a lot of time hate stems from ignorance, and I don't want to sound cliche or anything, but a lot of time people hate what they don't know or what they think they know. But there are some types of hates that I believe are justified. And that's like basically like Flavio sounds type, be the type of person who, you know, he sees injustice and he feels some types of way. You know what I'm saying? People, there are people out there, dozens, who see what they perceive to be injustice because everybody's perception is different. But, you know, we're all going to feel that sense of hate towards it. But what does that hate motivate us to do? And the average person, you know, it's not good, but you know, I believe that hate can be used as fuel, you know, to bring about a higher good.
Yeah, see, I mean, I agree that you can take a negative and make a positive. What I'm disagreeing with is that to go into hate. Okay, I understand the temptation. I can understand the pull. It's like a gravitational pull because something crazy happened and you just naturally want to go to hate. But the reason we are outraged about injustices is because we're not unjust people. We higher level people. We about peace and love, right? So when we see some injustice and we allow it to pull us to the negative, then we just contribute to the negative energy. I feel like we have to stay on the peace and love track no matter what. Now, I could peace and love defend my house. You know what I'm saying? Or I can sit and hate, because hate is toxic. I don't want to be there. It's hard. That's that Christ consciousness. No, I'm just playing. Anyway, but does that make sense, or am I just tripping?
I don't know, dude. Like, okay, see what you said. You're gonna come from like peace and love, where one is positive and the other one is negative, and then, you know, I don't know. You're trying to attach something to it. So if it's like peace, if it's peace and love. Right. How did you just describe it? It's
what, toxic?
Right. Okay. So hate is toxic, right? And peace and love would be what?
Healthy.
Okay. So even no, not healthy. It's like now I'm lost in trying to find the word I want. But I mean
non-toxic. Okay. Let's call it non-toxic.
Okay. No, not non-toxic. But okay, let's.
Safe for consumption.
Hate, you make it say like it's toxic. Why? I mean, if you can spread peace and love, okay, you can also spread hate. It's something that, you know, either one can influence a feeling or a potential, like, you know, decision or an outcome to, you know, something.
Right, I get you, because it's
okay.
Duality, like the dark is necessary and so is the light, you know what
okay.
I'm saying? Yeah, like everything has a purpose, so yeah, I can dig that, so each thing has a value, it's how you use it, yeah, and I'm speaking like, I totally agree with both of you guys, I get impulsive and I get, you know, provoked, but the position that I'm taking tonight is just an ideal that I would like to aspire to achieve, you know, the turn the other cheek thing. You slap me right now, I'm punching the throat. But I would like to someday reach that place where if you slap me, you know what, I'll turn the other cheek because, you know, you down there in that place. I'm not in that place, and you can't make me go there unless I let myself. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense, yeah. Cody?
Yeah, call us. Yeah, that makes perfect sense, man. I kind of feel like it's kind of all tying back into it's all tying back into the whole fact of what does it motivate you to do, you know?
Yeah.
And I see how the brother touched on the duality of it as it having, I guess, not so much a purpose, but it has a, I can't think of the word, but it's necessary.
An
a necessary influence to a degree is kind of what I got out of it. On a more subtle note, you can't have love without hate, kind of what I was getting at. And I agree. It's just that the average person, it's hard to combat hate with love if it's an ongoing thing. So it takes a lot of building, character building. And the average person don't want to do that.
I mean, yeah.
For the most part, it might take some reading.
A lot more than the reading. It takes some
practice.
It takes some weed. You got to be high to be able to be like, man, I ain't even going to fight you, bro.
Well, dude, I mean, what I say, Cheech and Chong said, you know, more recently, the world would be, you know, a lot more peaceful place if everybody was a little high, right?
Yeah, I said that 20 years ago. Like, yeah.
Okay, but...
So I give in. I you know what? I give it to you. I concede. You guys got me. All right. You're smarter than me. I give you the point.
Oh, man, no, that ain't that. It's like, okay, check it out. Because you said, you know, you're coming, you know, you want to get to a place where you could turn the other cheek and sort of, you know, let bygones be bygones type of thing.
Yeah.
But if something is happening, okay, like let's go to this injustice thing. Something is happening. You see, it ain't right. Okay, it's a universal. Let's say something is happening where, on a universal way that people should be treated. Let's say, okay, mm-hmm. Someone is gonna come and someone is gonna take advantage of that,
you know, and they're not going to treat them with a certain kindness or respect or dignity, right?
Yeah.
So this enrages you. You hate how, you know, it makes you feel. You hate what you're seeing. You hate how, you know, someone has taken advantage of another person. But you hate it because you generally have love for people. You know, you don't want to see that happen. You don't want to see that go down and, like, you know, have people be taken advantage of and used, you know,
yeah.
when,
yeah.
you know.
I agree.
So.
I agree. That makes sense. We use the words differently. Because I would say dislike. I reserve hate is like for the extreme far end of the spectrum. But, you know, and then again, you know, I don't need to hate you to take action against something. So I'm talking about some when I grow up type of stuff. But what you're talking about is where I am right now. But, you know, I'm reaching. so far, this is the halftime. We're at halftime. I'm going to play a quick commercial. We talked about God, and we kind of agreed. We agreed in different directions, so it was a tie. We went into the, what did we just talk about? Hate, and we kind of disagreed. But Flavio got the point, and the coldest, they both double-teamed me and got the point. When we come back after the halftime commercial, we're going to talk about monogamy and death. And you want to see how these relate to what we're talking about right now? Just wait, because this is going to blow your mind. Check it out.
Welcome to Calvin's Barbershop.
You all got to see this.
I don't even want to know what you're looking at on that phone.
Well, you should.
I was learning about the dangers of high blood pressure and that we need to get ours checked regularly. High blood pressure can increase the risk of heart attack or stroke, but this text program can help keep it at a healthy range. Just text Barbershop to 97779 to sign up.
I'll get right on it.
As soon as I'm done with this baby panda video.
Text Barbershop.
I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. I'm lucky to grow up where I could be whatever I want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You are tuned in to WDPR, Deep Thought Thursdays, with your host, Drew Pillow, featuring the coldest. All right, we're back in the studio, Deep Thought Thursday. I'm Drew Pillow in the co-pilot seat, making sure that we don't fly off the edge of this flat earth. It's the coldest. And we have a special guest all the way from Canada. Dun, dun, dun. I don't even know what y'all national anthem sound like, and we're neighbors. That's really terrible. I'm so not intercontinental. But we have Flavio, the self-proclaimed angry guy. Actually, you didn't even proclaim that on yourself. Somebody gave it to you, but it kind of stuck.
Right.
The angry guy. So far, you're not living up to that reputation because you haven't really been angry. You've been actually
you haven't sparked it where it's got to go off, man.
Okay, well, you're an idiot. There you go.
No, not like that. Either, but, you know?
It's not that easy, huh? Okay.
You know, I mean, there's shit, but I mean, it's not going to be like, oh, your mama. It's like, you know,
right. Right. I'm like, okay, you're an idiot. Fuck it. Let's go. And your breath.
Let's go.
Now, that's for a different show. But, damn, I'm over here messing up, pushing buttons. Anyway, let's talk about, what was the next thing on the list? Let's go with monogamy. Now, the opening statement is, I think relationships are completely unnecessary and unnatural, and they are only cop-out tools for the weak. What y'all think about that?
Dude, I don't know, man, because everything, you know, is going to work around some kind of symbiotic relationship, you know, so, I mean... You want to do it like what? Between people? Because everything works on some kind of relation.
Well, we're going to talk about love, relationship, the man-woman thing. And I'm not saying that men and women shouldn't get together. I think it's all about seasons, though. You know, and women are like tires on your car. You know, 50,000 miles, you got to rotate. And that's why, you know, we stay long past expiration date and their relationships suck. You know that. Come on. We always ready for the new. So what do you think? That's, I didn't say this. This was handed to me. This is the card I'm reading. So what do you think? You think that's true?
For some people, yeah, man. For others, you know, no. I mean, I, you know, I've never been, you know, like that. If you ain't happy with where you are, then, you know, pack up and go. If you're a flavor of the month guy, then do your thing. But, you know, everyone is going to approach this, you know, different than the next.
Well, some people, you know, I'm not going to say another word.
You know
what
the catch is, though?
Yeah, what's the catch?
The catch is, no matter what, you know, and you can say whatever you want about relationships, but if you, to any degree, are involving yourself with the opposite sex, you know what I'm saying, or even if you're gay, you know what I'm saying, that type thing, too, but if you're seeking sexual fulfillment, that's a relationship, you know, because there is no, you know what I'm saying, set definition of what a relationship is. We can be boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or just friends with the quotes around them, you know?
Right. Right. That's,
so,
that's
so,
kinda, but that's, we specifying it to committed, monogamous, long-term relationship between two lovers. And the key word is long-term, because they are good for a certain amount of time. Then they start to go downhill and suck, and then next you know you're fighting to stay committed. You're trying not to look at everything else that you're suddenly attracted to intensely, because it's just a natural clock in your body saying it's time to move on.
I mean, a lot of times they say in situations like that, not to try and put you on blast, but you should put the eye in that before you say you, because there's people out here with long. There's people out here who've been married for decades, you know, and they're smitten with each other, you know. So it's not the same for everybody, you know.
He said, "Put the eye, man." He just put you on blast, Flavio. I don't know why he did that.
What do you mean? Okay, but because again, you're gonna you have one like thought or experience with it, and you know I've got my own, dude. Like, you're talking about looking and checking out whatever it is. You know, I got a masterpiece at home. It don't mean I can't go to a museum and enjoy looking at other art. The only thing is I ain't touching it. You know what I mean? So
he said, you know what I mean.
There's people who are collectors, man. Like I said, everybody is gonna do, you know, their own thing, however it works best for them. In terms of, like, you know, fighting or arguing or whatever it is, like, you know, it's an unscripted thing. If, you know, if it goes off, it goes off. You know, this is when people talk about chemistry and stuff as well. Like, you're gonna have a reaction. You know, it's either gonna be explosive, something good, something that, you know, mild, you know, whatever it is. This is just like two individual. Like, I know people who are polyamorous too, you know, and that works for them. It doesn't work for me. It's not, you know, within me to do that. It doesn't feel right for me, man.
So let's make a distinction. Let's draw a circle and a line, right? Okay, so it's possible. It is doable, of course.
Of course.
It is a choice, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But is the choice forced? Does there come a time, and I'm just speaking in terms of humans as being animals, right? Animals don't typically get married and stuff. They just kind of hump around, you know, quote, unquote. But, like, is there a point where, you know, like your biology says, let's just cheat around. Like, okay, we're men, and our reputation is to be, you know, to cheat around. Does there come a point in every relationship where a man has to say, no, I'm not going to cheat, and has to almost kind of fight himself to not cheat, which would imply that to move around is a natural reality for men? Does that make sense to you?
it's a natural thing for women too. Okay, let's do one thing at a time over here.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So. All right. The first point you made. Okay, you're gonna wanna go around. Like, you're speaking. You can't be speaking for, you know, everybody on this, because that's just not true. If you take it to, you know, the animal kingdom, all right, as you want to put it, there's animals that mate for life. There's other animals that, you know, bang and go and look for the next one, because that's how, you know, they're programmed, right? Okay. Geese, let's say, mate for life, okay? Two geese get together. If one of them should die, that's it. This is going to be the widow geese forever until it's his time to go too. You know, there's another bird that I don't know where the mother just, you know, is with the father. She lays the eggs. Daddy takes care of the baby. She goes hoeing around to, like, you know, to lay more eggs and get
them. That's Happy Feet. I've seen the movie.
No, it's not. I can't remember this bird. But either way, so, like, everything is programmed differently, right? Like, you got bonobo monkeys that are, like, throwing orgies and banging everything, like, every day, every night, you know, like, 24/7. So, it's how you're geared, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. That was a point. I kind of take what he said further. I think the only time monogamy becomes an issue is when, you know what I'm saying, I kind of liken it to trying to stick a square peg in a round hole. You know, if a person knows he's not cut like that, but they keep going into those type of relationships, you know, then that's like, cause you're talking about instinct and how we're like animals. I believe that's what sets us apart, because we go against instinct sometimes, and sometimes we do a bunch of whole other stuff. I believe that unless a person is willing and completely, like, serious, you know, and if not, there should be an understanding at the beginning, but most people don't know how to communicate. But it is what it is. It's kind of like, you know, you can say monogamy, polygamy, they both are what they are. And a person makes a choice. And then, because you asked, is it forced? No, it's a choice, you know. They didn't have to, you know, make agreements and stuff like that. So anything that happens afterwards is basically a person failing to live up to their part of the bargain. And, it is what it is. Those are all what it are. I don't believe that they're institutions. You know what I'm saying? They're both institutions. Celibacy is an institution, you know. So it's like you choose which door you want to go through.
Right. I think that you guys have swayed me a little bit. I think that I still stand on, you know, it's our natural animal instinct to, at some point, when the newness fades, to look around. Now, sometimes, you know, because of this love concept and this intelligence and this, you know, these higher functions, we like somebody enough to make the commitment to say, fuck them instincts. I'm staying with you, baby. You know what I mean? I don't know. So I'm kind of trying to meet you guys in the middle.
I would have to kind of disagree on some pettiness, because there's a difference between instinct and impulse. You know, sometimes we get confusing our impulse with our instincts, and, you know, instinct may be to stay while the impulse goes, so you actually are sticking to your instinct. You know, could be. I'm not saying I'm right.
Well, I'll say it. You're wrong. Anyway,
okay, thanks.
So you guys got me again on fucking 2-1. Now this time, I mean, it's 2-0. This time, this is the big one though, and this is one I'm guaranteed to win this one, because my position is that in terms of death, I think that people dying is a blessing. Okay, everybody crying because, you know, little John died. I think that dying is a blessing, because now you're sold and transformed onto the next place, and you are done being in this circus, because this is a bittersweet experience, life on Earth. That's my position. What y'all think? I'm crazy.
Dude, I mean, unless you've, you know, gone to the other side to come back and tell the story, you don't know what, you know, what it is. I get what you're saying. Under certain circumstances, you know, death is a release, man. Like, you got, if you have someone suffering through some sickness or, you know, whatever other ailment that, you know, it just makes them suffer, you know, it's not even a life anymore, it's an existence, then yeah, man, death is, you know, hopefully a blessing. But what if, you know, you're at the peak, you know, of enjoying your life, and, you know, something senseless happens where you're taken, you know, where it's taken away from you, then what? You know, that doesn't sound like so much of a blessing. And again, no one I know from the other side has come back to tell me, hey, it's so great here, you know. even if you're subscribing to, you know, religious doctrine, and someone is going to tell you that there's a heaven or hell, you know, how do you know, like, exactly where you might end up going is going to be any better than where you left?
Right. That's deep.
What you think, Cole, is, because, you know, I got something. Actually, I'm just going to say this. If they sick and they terminally ill, you know, and it's like, okay, so death is a release, then that's based on an assumption also. You are making the assumption that when people pass, they passing into something that's better than being terminally ill. They could be passing into something that's, like, worse than that, like infinite, eternal damnation and shit. So you got an assumption. I got an assumption that it's just something different and better, and it's always better. And that's just, I guess it goes back to your whole God concept when it comes to this death thing. Coldest, you're the God expert, so what do you got to say about it?
I'm far from that, but I think people fail to take into consideration that death is inevitable. And they're also, with that being said, fail to take into consideration what their views on the afterlife, if there is one, is. So with that being said, the only people who, you know, hold on, before I go to that, I feel like if we took into consideration more the reality, absolute reality of death is certain. And if I have a belief in the afterlife, you know, I should begin, you know, saying, taking steps to, you know, saying, ensure whatever, if that's my belief, so that when I die, you know, there's I can't say relief, but there's something there that I have to look forward to. And for the person who doesn't, though, for the person who doesn't have that belief, you know, they should do what they, you know, saying, whatever they feel, you know, so at the end, they're not going to feel cheated. In the end, it's going to be a relief to everybody, not everybody, but the majority, because if the person doesn't believe there's anything that's going to happen to them when they die, they're not even going to know. They're not going to be like, man, you know, if that's what is the case, you know, they might not, and they'll regret it, but that's up to each and every individual person.
So the short answer is, what? When people die, I mean, what do you believe? I think
you got a lot.
Die,
of, you have because Flavio he made a good point. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name, but
right,
you know, he said, "Dang, my daughter just came in here. I lost complete track of the question. What did you just ask me?"
When people die, that's a good thing.
Oh,
life on Earth. It's just standing in the hallway. We in the waiting room to get in the party. This is just the waiting room. We crying because we got to leave the waiting room to go in the party. When somebody died, he went to the party. Celebrate.
He had made mention that nobody's came back. And I believe, you know, I already have my, you know, saying, spiritual and religious beliefs. But then you have near-death experiences. And these are people who have died and came back. So it's just, if you're willing to look into that type of thing, I do believe that after we die, there's going to be something going on, because if, you know, if a person is spiritual, then they believe that the spirit, and this is just, you know, a shell anyways. So with that being said, where does the spirit go? You know, it doesn't have to be, the thought doesn't have to conform to any particular belief. It's just, if a person believes that there's more to them than just this human shell, you know, they're going to probably lean towards a belief in the afterlife.
Yeah,
to some degree.
Yeah. But I see what you're saying, Flavio. If you living and you peeking, you know, you don't want to die because dying seems like it's gonna be like real boring and bullshit versus living and enjoying life on Earth, right?
I mean, dude, it can, but I don't want to twist it like that, you know. Okay, even to what the cold has said right now, too. Whatever you believe, again, is, you know, what you have some faith in is going to happen. Okay, like I've never really had a problem, dealing with death even when I was younger. Like my mom was sick and passed, right? So there's stuff that, you know, we are all close to this experience, okay? I don't know how much time we got on this place because this thing could go on all night, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so perpetual. Like, okay, when you die, like I said, it's part of the ride. I don't know where I'm going. I'd like to think, you know, just like the stars we came from, I get to go, like that energy, that soul gets to go back out and become, you know, part of a bunch of other stuff, you know, like this collective.
But that would be boring, though. Who wants to be Stardust when we could be running around with some honey bunnies?
Dude, I'd love to be me some Stardust and be up in, you know, space traveling the cosmos and, you know, like being anywhere I want at any time as that energy. You know, the sun, a sun probably was having, you know, a great time being a star till it exploded. It didn't know what it was going to do. And then some of it became you and me and everything else. So, you know.
Yeah. See, you know what? This is why it's easy for me to have these kind of discussions, because these are never-ending conversations. But all I got to represent is my point of view. And I do believe that somebody went and came back, and it was me. This ain't my first time around. I've been here a lot of times. So introducing me, I've been there. It's great. When you get there, you're going to say, damn, Drew tried to tell me, but I didn't believe him. But y'all said that in the beginning of the thing. We wouldn't even know God if he was standing next to us asking for a light to his cigarette. But I believe that kind of stuff. I believe in energy, recycling, and going different places and stuff. Call me weird, but that's just my personal belief. And I don't think we came from blowing up stars either. I think we came from something cooler than that. Like,
I don't know, man. A blowing up star sounds pretty cool to me, man.
Yeah.
So that'd be like the first blowjob. That does sound kind of cool, looking at it that way. Yeah.
Right.
So where do you think we come from, Coldest?
Dirt. I'm gonna keep it simple. I'm gonna give you the traditional. Dirt. I said it. We come from the earth. If anything else, you know, not to oversimplify it, but I believe we come as far as our outer bodies, what we're made of. You know, that comes from dirt. As far as to the essence of who we are, I believe that comes from, we'll just call it the infinite. You know, because you can't really make something out of nothing. And it's on the scale of creation, how vast it is and how everything, you know what I'm saying, corresponds. Like, for instance, our physiological makeup consists of minerals, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, that are similar to the makeup of the earth and so forth and so on. Like, he's talking about stardust, you know.
Yeah.
It goes on and on. And with creation being so vast, I believe that the essence, like I said, the essence of us, you know, it comes from the highest, you know, as far as it can go. That's a direct thing. And as far as the outer, that comes from the lowest, obviously. So,
so you believe in a supreme being. That's
definitely
cool. I don't think, Flavio, I don't think you believe in a supreme being, do you?
I do. I just, like I said, I don't attach it to any, you know, religion. You know, to me, okay, there was something that you guys are familiar, or at least know the name Deepak Chopra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there was a quote that I saw where he goes, spirituality is your own experience, and religion is following somebody else's.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So even with what the coldest is saying, like, you know, we're dirt, we're dust. Okay, man, we're God's farts. We're all on four.
God's farts.
Okay.
Yeah.
The essence of you, though, is, you know, what you, you know, go and develop and make yourself to be, and the things that you're, you know, influenced by, you know, then when you go off, and hopefully, you know, a lot of, you know, the essence of you gets to stay together, you know, through this ride.
Yeah, yeah. Let me, I dig it, and everybody has a position that is respectable, that I can say. So I really can't, like, it's really hard for me to push myself to disagree with you, because I can respect all the opinions, and it's just opinions, because nobody really has proof, but they have their own proof. But that's cool. So let me ask you, because we only got 10 minutes left, so I'm, you know, pardon me if I sound like I'm really changing channels quickly, because I am. Flavio,
yo,
what gets your goat? What makes you angry? What's going on in the world today, in your country, globally, you know, on this show, besides me twisting your words around? What really, like, makes you passionate to the point where people say that dude's angry?
Like I said, certain things that just happen, a lot of it is, you know, when people really don't care, you know, about, you know, anything, or even, you know, somebody else. Like, you know, with what I do with my work, you know, I got people coming in and they're telling me, you know, I went to go see this guy, you know, my neck had this and that problem, and then he was doing this and that, like, you know, totally something that makes no sense to do, and they were disconnected from this person. So I mean, they're there to take this, you know, person's money, where, you know, he's going in looking to get help, to get better, to get advice from someone who, you know, you would look at and think, you know, I could trust him. He's, you know, studied, or he's done whatever else, and he's here to help me. But, you know, the reality of it is, they don't really care. They're going through the motions, they're getting paid, and, you know, whether you get better or not, or you're helped out at all, they've helped themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So again, like, it's when I really hate when people are taken advantage of. You know, it's not like you take advantage of a situation, an opening, you know, and it's beneficial with nobody getting hurt, but taking advantage of people, you know, like, it bugs me, man. So, you know, that goes on all the time, all over the world. Like, it doesn't matter if it's just, you know, someone you meet off the street, if it's going to be some politician, like, yanking your chain, screwing everybody over, and, like, you know, stuff in their pockets, and somebody else, well, everybody is, you know, bent over taking it. You know, it's...
So you hate politicians?
No, I don't hate politicians. I hate people. I hate, you know, people who take advantage of others in the worst possible way.
Shit, you just described politics in America.
Well, dude, I mean, that could be anywhere, but, you know, it's... I'm not going to say every politician has an agenda to fuck everybody over, because there are, you know, whoever get into it too, to try to turn the tide, or, you know, level the playing field, or, you know, be more fair, and, you know, take you out of the current situation that, you know, that we're in. So, no, I don't. There is politicians that I hate. Absolutely. Yes, you know, but not all of them. You know, I'm not going to, like, round them all up and say, oh, man, he's a politician, he's bad, he's this. So, like, no, I do everything on an individual basis. You know, if you did it, you did it. I'm not holding the whole, you know, group responsible.
Okay, so not all of them, but I get the unspoken message. No, actually, it's on a case by case basis. So just users and abusers and people that take advantage of other people. That's what you hate. What do you hate, Coldest, if anything?
Oppression. You know, and that's kind of broad, but I hate oppression in all forms from, like, you know, governments and countries and stuff like that, but then on smaller, like bullies and, you know, people who pretty much prey on the weak due to, you know, a distorted sense of superiority. That's what really pisses me off.
We're saying the same thing in different words, bro.
Yeah. I mean, did you just, like, abruptly stop, like, in the middle of a sentence just like that? Damn. I didn't see it coming. So, yeah, you guys said the same thing. What are three things? Let's do the short burst because we got, like, 5 minutes to go, and I'm really trying to milk. I'm trying to get a feel for you guys. If I haven't already got it, I already feel the coldest, and it's very chilly. I need to wear mittens. But three things. No, I wasn't feeling your booty, man. Three things, Flavio, that need to change in the world. In 60 seconds, three things.
Wow.
What would you change? You got a genie lamp. Get them.
People need to start giving a shit, you know, where it's not all me, me, me. You know, you got to, like, you know, reconnect with that human side of you and know that, like, you know, whenever you are dealing with someone, that they're a person too. And I don't know, man. What can I say? I don't know. Let's just leave it at that for now.
We need more people to care.
You know,
stop being selfish.
You know what I mean?
What about you, Coldest? Three things need to change in the world right now.
I ain't trying to purposely agree with the brother, but he kind of paraphrased what I was had in mind, which is understanding. Everyone, I believe, if I could change stuff, everyone would go out of their way to elevate their understanding about themselves and the world around them. Intelligence would be more emphasized. Not even so much intelligence, because intelligence is overrated at that, you know, because there's different forms of it, you know, not book smarts. That's what I think of when I think of intelligence. But people who are just, you know, intuitive, you know, listening to their gut, you know, people, and I believe people need to share their experiences more, you know, that type of stuff. And if there was a third one, I would say, I can't think of one. But
okay.
I believe Brother Flavio kind of summed it up.
You gotta be a little more open, and even with what's going on tonight. I mean, even if we're not in total agreement, you know what I mean? We might go off, like, on a different road, but for, like, you know, most of the time we've been talking, we've been, you know, generally on the same path, going to the same place, and then somewhere we're gonna branch off, not totally agree, come back. Like, you can go off and make, you know, your own decision, your own experience. But, you know, just because something works for you, don't come back and cram it down my throat, you know, and I won't do that to you. You know, just got to let people, you know, do what you got to do. You know, you don't have to accept everything, because there's some stuff that, again, like, you can't say, yo, okay, this is acceptable, or I should be okay with it, because, you know, if I ain't, you know, it's offensive, because even some of the shit you're good with, you know, is offensive. You know, you're not gonna, hey man, I like to diddle little kids. Oh, that's cool, man. Like, we should let them do it, because no, man, there's certain things, again, where it's universally people should be treated, you know, that golden rule thing, you know, like.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. Let me look at the time. Like, I totally agree. I was hoping that you guys left something for me to be original on, but I think that whole understanding, I think love, respect. I think we need to, like, operate on a moral, a higher moral scale, you know, that involves things like understanding. Like, hey, we don't see eye to eye, but I can understand it, and respecting one another's differences, and love. Let's try to love each other instead of hate each other. Because love means that we'll work together versus being in competition. So the selfishness falls away. You know what I'm saying? We just need to step up our moral game, and not in the sense that politicians and church people talk about morality, because they got a set of rules that they want us to follow, but they don't even fucking follow them. And the politicians, they, a lot of times, I'm just speaking in general, because most of them, in my understanding, I like that. They're selling us one thing and they're doing something totally different, and that's a whole bunch of bullshit. But yeah, I think a better place is not that far away. You know, people like you guys are making it possible, putting this positive energy out into the ether, and I believe that that's what's going to make everything happen. So everybody gets like a minute to close out on something happy or positive or negative or whatever you want to say. You got 60 seconds. Let's start with Flavio. How'd you like it? What's up? How you feel?
It was good, man. I mean, I like the experience, you know. Good chat is a good chat. And, you know, sharing ideas, hopefully, like, you know, it resonates with someone, some people, makes them think too, you know. And what can I say, dude?
Was it what you expected? Did you expect, you know, it's going to be like this, or more arguing, or
no, dude, I didn't have any expectations of anything. You know, whatever happens, happens. Just go with it. You know, if this time we agreed, this time we agreed. If next time we're gonna be punching each other out, that's, you know, what's gonna happen. The thing is, like, you know, where do we go from there? You know what I mean? So, you know. You just gotta see, man. How it goes and how you want it to go, where you want it to go.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. I had expectations and they were met. You know, I expected you to be intelligent, to be lively, to be a personality with good opinions, and you did that. And we didn't agree all the time, and that's what I expected. Also, Coldest, I expected you to be cold, and that you were tonight. How you feel about the show? What's your recap?
I mean, we covered some good stuff, and I think the opinions were articulated well to where everyone, you know, understood it. I enjoyed doing the show with you, Flavio. It was nice meeting you, man. Very intelligent brother. And other than that, you know, it's a wrap. We got it in.
Yeah. Bruh. Hey, I hope, you know what, next time we get a good, like, it's something really hot in the news or something like that, that's a heated topic that people are going in on, maybe we should get together and discuss it, you know, because whatever y'all say, I'm going to say the opposite, and we just going to fucking argue and go off.
Again, you don't know what you're going to say until you get there. Right?
I pretend like I disagree. Like, I totally disagree with that.
Right? So, I mean, yeah. You can disagree if you want, but, I mean, in the end, you know, you just want to cause shit to cause shit, or you want to come together.
Yeah, see, I disagree. I disagree that I can disagree whenever I want to.
Sure you can, man. That's you know, no one says you can. But, I mean, in the end, are you disagreeing just because you want to be, you know, a bitch? Or are you disagreeing because there's a valid point to disagree on?
Yeah, I disagree with that one for sure, definitely. Nah, yeah. I don't even know what to say. This is officially the first time I've been sideways called a bitch, but I like it. No homo.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, that's how the good mornings get done in my house. It's not, hey, good morning. It's, yo, bitch, what's up? You know, so don't worry. It's all, you know, it's all good. Only one thing, though, it's like, there was like, you know, three or four topics going on. Sometimes you can't get, you know, as deep as you want to. So I don't know, maybe. Well, yeah. Right. So I don't know, man. Like, if something's good going on next time, and, you know, just keep it with that, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good suggestion. Get one good-ass topic, and let's go ham, and we can do it. I'm committed to it. Right
on.
We'll communicate offline. So we are 5 minutes over time. I apologize, you guys. On behalf of the coldest and Flavio, how do you pronounce your last name?
Misuraca.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Yeah,
Misuraca.
Right on.
Yeah.
There you go.
And myself, Drew Pillow. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. BlogTalkRadio.com. If you're listening in the future, you want to take us with you, check us out. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker, podcast apps. Just download them to your phone, and you can DPR Presents, and you can check out our shows. Pump it on your car. Let your friends hear it. So... we'll see you next time. This is Deep Thought Thursdays. Here's the cool ass music and peace out.
Deep Thought Thursdays. Deep Thought Thursdays. Deep Thought Thursdays. Deep Thought.
Welcome.